pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda and to bylaw communication.
Mr. Mayor, I got a couple of things. One, I would... first of all, to introduce Officer Wilson right here, so he can introduce.
How you doing? Officer Wilson, City of Sheboygan, came from Angster originally. We have a few openings, and I'm going to get this young man to leave Angster and come to us. Probably the best hire that we could probably get, so...
It's our new police officer.
Oh, yep. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Brett Murray, Matt Wilson said. Coming up here from Inkster, looking forward to it. It's a beautiful city, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks again.
Welcome.
Inkster,
huh? A little slow. A motion to approve the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the amended agenda and receive and file all communications.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Mill, second by Councilwoman Rapp. Approve the amended agenda and receive and file all communication. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the regular city council meeting minutes of August 23rd, 2022. I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Kukowski, approved by Councilwoman Mill, to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to approve the closed session meeting minutes of August 23rd, 2022 as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Darling, second by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory to approve the closed session meeting minutes as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
6A and 6B receive and file the Office of Emergency Management and Housing Planning report and the Fire Department report. As there's no folks briefing here, we'll just receive and file.
Can I just, I know it doesn't require a motion. Can I just say I appreciate what Lieutenant Jeremy presents to us every month or every council meeting as far as what with the department is doing. I think it's just very helpful and useful for us to know.
Thank you. Okay, pre-filled first bill of disbursement for the month of August 2022. Any questions? No questions? The chief have a motion to approve?
I make that motion, Mayor.
Second.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Darling, seconded by Councilman Kukowski to approve the prepaid bill in disbursement for the month of August 2022 in the amount of $3,600,438.44. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
Kukowski?
Yes.
Rapp?
Yes.
Bedwin?
Yes.
Darling?
Yes.
I just, Mr. Mayor, I just want to make a note on that. When people see that $3,600,000, it throws a lot of people for a loop because we only have a $2.5 million operational budget. But you also got to remember we're working on a $20 million wastewater treatment plant. So that's where a lot of that is going. And as we move forward with more projects, which we'll get into a little bit later on, you'll see some large numbers coming at you. But when you look at them closely, you realize that a lot of them are being paid out for construction projects.
I appreciate that, Dan, because when I was looking at that, I was thinking, we've been operating on a $2 million budget for 20 years, but it looks like we're paying out.
Okay. Excuse me. A lot of those disbursements are tax receipts that we collect on behalf of school system, The county's true too. Other entities, and we're dispersing those, so it's really not an expense.
You're right. We're taking in the property tax, we collect it, then we turn around and pump it back out to the schools and the county and things like that. So that's also another thing that'll cause a little bit of a roller coaster ride when you look at our budget. I mean, our bills sometimes we're paying.
Thank you, I appreciate that, Cal.
I do actually have just a quick question, sort of a personal thing, I guess, but St. Stern Elliott refund of deposit from fire withholding, is that like the insurance?
Yeah, the insurance.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought, okay.
That would be on the bill disbursement for the month of August 2022.
I'm just kind of curious. Unpaid, we have 15 or 20 Bernard Building Center items listed. Is there any reason why you're doing that? Because really, it comes under, in the general ledger, under supplies. And
Do you guys prefer to not see them individually or just one lump sum?
I prefer one lump sum. I don't care how many reams of papers somebody buys or how many pens.
Okay.
I saw that also and wondered. I personally don't mind the breakdown.
Okay.
You know, so if anybody has a question, you know, if it's $1 and a quarter or $5,000, I don't mind the breakdown, but I appreciate how tedious it is.
Happy medium, somewhere between.
Yeah, I mean, if it makes sense to break it down, I guess, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the wishes for council?
I'll make the motion to approve the unpaid bills and disbursements in the amount of $33,795.58.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Kukowski, second by Councilwoman Dunn, to approve the motion as presented. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mallory?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
Kukowski?
Yes.
Webb?
Yes.
Bedwin?
Yes.
Starling?
Yes.
Tebow?
Here, yes. Okay, moving on to 8A, resolution of special recognition. To approve the resolution of special recognition to the City of Chilwagen Police Officer Joseph A. Derry for his years of service.
Mr. Mayor, would you like me to read that?
Would you please?
Okay. The City of Chilwagen Resolution of Appreciation. Whereas Joe A. Derry was born November 21st, 1968, to parents Edward and Bonnie Derry, and whereas Derry grew up in Rogers City, Michigan, and graduated from Rogers City High School in 1987, and whereas Derry then attended Lake Superior State University, graduating in 1991 with a degree in criminal justice, and whereas upon graduating college, Derry worked for the Taurus City Police Department until he was hired by the City of Chilwagen as an officer on July 1st, 1992, and whereas Derry married his wife Ann on October 15th, 1994, and together they have their son Alex. And whereas Derry always continued his education as an officer, having completed numerous law enforcement trainings throughout his years in the police force, such as MCOL's traffic radar operator training, Department of Michigan State Police Evidence Training Technician, John E. Reed and Associates Basic and Advanced Interviewing and Interrogation, Department of Michigan State Police Basic and Advanced Detective Training, and many more. Now, therefore, it be resolved that Mayor Leslie A. Tebow and the Chilwagen City Council hereby acknowledge Joseph A. Derry's selfless service as a dedicated public service to the City of Chilwagen and its citizens, and recognize his important contributions to public safety and the betterment of our community. Signed, the mayor and all the council people.
Speech?
Yes.
No,
Thanks.
You got me.
Mayor, I might already 50 years of service of the garden club, which is boy.
Mayor, would you like me to read this?
Yes, would you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've got to have a motion to approve it.
Okay, I'll make a motion for special recognition of Officer Deary.
Second. I'll pick one.
Please call the roll.
You don't have to call the roll for this one, Mayor.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Mayorial proclamation to the City of Sheboygan Sedums Garden Club. Whereas the City of Sheboygan congratulates and celebrates the Sedums Garden Club of Sheboygan for 50 years of serving the community, and whereas your efforts to promote the love of gardening, floral design, landscape design, and be aware of and be active in civic and environmental issues is much appreciated by the citizens of Sheboygan, and whereas we commend your work to encourage the beautification of our community through your love of gardening and horticultural practices by providing seeds for the next generation. Now, therefore, I, Leslie A. Thibault, Mayor of the City of Sheboygan, by the authority invested in me, do hereby on behalf of the citizens of Sheboygan and City Council extend congratulations and a thank you to you, Sedums Garden Club. Mayor Leslie A. Thibault. To anybody here.
Is anybody going to the luncheon on Thursday?
I was going to say,
doing a luncheon, they're celebrating their 50th, and they're wondering if somebody from council would be interested in presenting it.
I got it.
Find out the information. I will go and present it.
Yeah, I have a doctor's
appointment,
so I can't.
Rudy's one
of the. I would make my seventh meeting of the week, so.
So I'll make a motion to approve the mayoral proclamation for the Sedums Garden Club of Sheboygan.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by McLaughlin and Mills, second by Mayor Pro-Tem Mallory to approve the mayoral proclamation for the Sedums Garden Club. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. General business consideration for a reappointment to approve the reappointment of John. Street Development, Downtown Development, and Board of Directors, term to expire September 13, 2026.
I make a motion to reappoint him.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Rath, second by Mayor Pro-Tem Mallory to reappoint Mr. Drew Matter to the DDA to expire September 13, 2026. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Consideration of reappointment to approve the reappointment of Giant. Passing to the Main Street Development Board of Directors, term to expire September 13, 2026.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Kukowski, second by Councilman Rath to approve the motion as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Equipping of new police vehicles.
Mr. Mayor, you remember that we purchased a newer Chevy Tahoe, a nice black-looking vehicle. You'll see it sometimes parked on the side there. In the past, we've kind of taken equipment off of old police cars and put it on the newer ones that we get. In this particular case, we have a very classy-looking vehicle, I'm going over budget what we had because we were going to buy a truck for the same price, but we were going to rig it ourselves. This is the cost to rig that vehicle up and do it the right way, where you have the purchase boxes instead of us fabricating stuff out of wood and metal and other things. So I think this is a step in the right direction to add a little class to one vehicle, and then when the officers go to training, that could be one of the vehicles used to, you know, transport officers back and forth. And it's a sharp looking vehicle when you see it. So. Yeah, it actually, either that or a presidential escort, one of the two. Yeah, but it is very, very classy looking vehicle, so.
What year is it?
I think it was a 1 year old, but you know how everything is going lately. It only had a very little miles, and we had a unique opportunity to grab it, and we grabbed it right before the chief left. So we had money in there to rig what we needed to, because we were supposed to get a truck, but we couldn't get the truck, and then this came up, and I was like, well, let's just do this, and I think it'll be, you know, when we do get a chief in, I think that would be a nice vehicle for the chief, or maybe officer of the month, and we get to drive that vehicle, so.
What's your wish of the council?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion added by Mayor Pro Tem Mallory, second by Councilwoman Mills, to authorize the outfitting of the new police vehicle to Wolf Wiring LLC for the amount of $7,957.85. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Kukowski?
Yes.
Bab?
Yes.
Bedwin?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
Darling?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Mayor, just one point, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We have eliminated the pinstripes on our vehicles, so there will not be pinstripes on this. And we have also started rolling over to, or it's going to say, police department, as outlined in the organizational study quite a few years ago. So we are moving that direction to get rid of that. And we've already started doing that on some of the older vehicles, where we're going to be getting in stickers and getting rid of the public safety and going police department. So.
Okay. Consideration of traffic orders. Is there a motion to approve the traffic control orders in the city of Sheboygan?
I have a question. I was looking at all the stop signs, and I believe the quote says from acting chief Ron White, public safety officer, but the order is signed by you as police chief or acting police chief. I'm just confused as to the distinction of the roles.
You're talking about that quote,
acting chief Ron White.
On the traffic orders it does say
acting police chief Dan Sobalski, but probably on the from the quote from the business they might have just been talking with Sergeant White.
Yeah, so and Ron handled it all.
Okay, so who's
me
acting?
Me.
Okay. Which is the call?
And so on the traffic orders, it's a city manager. They had down there before, always the chief signed underneath me, so we put my name on there to sign it, and then get that done. But we also had, there was also a thing on there that said traffic engineer that we took off because
that's on there too. Right?
Yeah, because because there is no traffic.
So are you?
No, I'm not an engineer. That's why I said, well, we got to change this. Let's get in these forms and change them. So we did on that, because typically it says traffic engineer, and I don't feel comfortable in signing something. I'm an engineer. Oh, there's one. There's a couple. They missed a few.
I did miss a few, so those will be corrected to city manager versus traffic engineer.
Okay.
They were all just replacements anyways, right?
Yeah.
Old stop signs got replaced.
Okay. That was my question, just a point of clarification. When you read the language, it sounds like you're putting in new ones. Will be erected and maintained, and then it says replaced.
Yep.
So these are replacements, not.
They're switching on, correct. These were left by the chief. I think these things were already done, but yet the paperwork wasn't done.
Okay.
So from now on, the new ones will be coming out. We'll have my signatures, and we'll make sure that we are letting you know whether it's a new one or a replacement.
I'm not trying to be picky, but the title and who's signing off on it, it was a little confusing.
Because I know I went through and corrected the first one out of a stack of them. There was a lot of other errors in it that we corrected, and they didn't carry through on some of them. So we're all right. We'll correct those, and I'll sign them.
And my apologies for the traffic engineer. I'm supposed to be city manager, so that is my fault. And I will get those fixed.
Okay.
I always wanted to be an engineer, but I couldn't hack the math, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, you get three commitments.
What to which is the council?
So I'll make a motion to approve the traffic control orders for the city of Sheboygan street signs as presented with the corrected signature blocks.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Mills, seconded by Councilwoman Darling, to approve the motion with all their corrections as presented. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Kukowski?
Yes.
Rab?
Yes.
Bedwin?
Yes.
Darling?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
Consideration of a goose hunt in the city of Sheboygan.
We did this last year, and I don't want to say it was effective. I think we only shot a few birds. But one thing we are doing is Ron and I are talking with DNR to see if we can do something. The main place where I think it's getting really bad is the baseball diamonds. And that's one of those places that we can't let average citizens just go out there and set up and start shooting because there's just too much there. So we're working with DNR to see if there's a possibility that we can do something different, as whether we take, you know, three or four officers and go out there. But Ron also had a conversation with DNR later, and they actually provided us a pistol that shoots two different types of cartridges. One, you shoot and it flies in the air and it goes about 20 yards, I believe, and then it lets out a giant bang.
It's like a firecracker.
Very good. And then the other one is kind of like those squealer fireworks where you light them and they kind of squeal from when you shoot them right out of the thing. So we got those. Of course, we were all trying to fight over who was going to go over and get to try them out. But that's what we're going to do. But we're going to have to make sure that we're careful that we go to the backside of the children's trail, close things off in the morning, and then try that, because they claim that those things work after a few, literally, it's almost like a flashbang, like those grenades. And if we shoot it over top and we do it a couple times, I think it gives the geese an idea like, hey, you're not really wanted here. And then they decide to leave. So we'll see if that works. But if not, we're going to explore some other options of maybe going in there and either shooting them with bows or pellet guns to take some of them down, because Sergeant White's host a baseball tournament over there, and some young lady slid across the field and came up green, and it wasn't from the grass. So we got to do something. It's getting to that point. But if these work, we can use them also in the spring until the point where we know they're nesting, and then we have to stop. So hopefully we can get in there quick and discourage the pairs from setting up nest in that area. So, but we'd like to do it. We'll see how it turns out, but we're only going to do two locations, the fairgrounds and the soccer fields right now, unless we can get some other people to sign up their land.
No, I know. We talked about doing this last year. People had to come to City Hall and apply for a permit to do that. Is that still
correct? Correct. Okay. Correct.
And how many permits are you?
I don't know how many Ron's going to issue. Yeah, we really haven't decided that. Last year, I think we issued like a dozen, maybe. And then I don't think half of them were even used.
Well, if it comes to that, you need to talk to our insurance company.
You mean about the flashbanging and?
No, yeah, any liability on the part of the city.
We should have a conversation. I'm not sure if that was done last year or not. So.
Okay. What's the wishes of the council?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second? I'll second. Okay, we have a motion by Councilwoman Rab, seconded by Councilman Kukowski, to approve Sergeant Ronaway to organize and post a special group on in the city of Sheboygan, Andy, December 16th, 2022. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mallory?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
Kukoski?
Yes.
Bedwin?
Yes.
Rab?
Yes.
Starling?
Yes.
Tebow?
Yes.
I have one question, even though we already did that. When does this go into effect?
I can't remember when the season starts. We'll have to look it up. Whenever goose season starts with state law.
What do you just say?
Okay, city manager's report. Give it to 3 minutes. Wow.
All right, mate.
Well, I better speed talk. We got some good news. I think a couple of weeks ago when we met, I talked about us being on the shortlist for a $2.1 million grant. That was for Court Street in the area between Huron and Palmera. And that's to do some work on the sewer lines, water lines, and storms in that area. So far, we're still good with that. And then since then, we have been tentatively awarded $6.7 million grant for what we call Jason's Hit List. And I know Diane Mills, that's your, you coined that phrase. Mm-hmm. That would be Ball, Bailey, and Kyler. That's an area that Jason had on the list next. We put in for a grant for a year, but we had to provide them a 5-year plan. We submitted the 5-year plan, and I think they felt sorry for us, and they gave us the money for the 5 years. We are one of the two communities in the state of Michigan to get a full grant for those. So that means in 2 weeks, we've got about $8.8 million in grants. So we're on the short list, but this goes back to the things that folks have been seeing in the newspaper, that we have a lot of ground to make up. So now with our other water project of, you know, the water tower, some work on the wells, that's almost a $9 million project, plus this, plus the $20 million. For a small town of 4,500 people, we're investing almost $40 million in our infrastructure in the next couple of years. We're not done yet. I think there's a good chance that we may be able to get some funds to address the issue from the water tower to Burger King on Huron. We're working on that. Remember, we tried to get the section out in here and we did not get it. We are being encouraged to go back because we have plans. We have some basic engineering. So we are going to go back for that. Bad news of the thing is we did not make Senator Stabenow's list. Well, we made her list, but her list did not get included in the federal budget. So that solids handling equipment that we had to cut from our wastewater treatment plant is still out there. We are going to Eagle and asking them, because there are monies out there. A lot of people chase dollars worth of federal, but yet they did not have a plan. They did not have engineering. They did not have things like that. So we're kind of in a good position, and we've been doing this for over a year now to make sure that we have the next set of drawings or the next set of plans ready. So when that money comes out and people are having trouble spending it, we could be standing there and saying, hey, we'll take that. We're ready to go. So we're going back after that. To let you know on some of these grants, we have some engineering work to be done. And I know before we spent about $18,000 to $20,000 on each set of plans that we put together for the Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund and the Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund. This is where we got this money from. So I may be in a pinch in the next 2 weeks before the next council meeting. I may have to go forward with some engineering so that we don't miss out on this money and then come back to you and say, here's what it's going to cost. So you may have to step out a little bit to do that. So very good news. Again, these are grants. And in both cycles, we're one of the few communities that got a full grant. So that tells us not only are we putting the details together, but we're demonstrating we have a need and our community cannot finance anymore to try to do some of these things. So the Eagle has been helping us out considerably. So I think at some point we need to write a letter to that organization and say, hey, thanks, we appreciate what you're doing and looking out for us. With that being said, we have Jason, and Jason has to oversee all these projects. We're going to have to, we've talked about it a few times about reorganizing public works. I was working on that this afternoon, where we break out some of the divisions underneath Jason, and some of the people that are crew leaders would become more along the line of managers, where they would be more autonomous. And they would have to rely less on Jason in order to move tasks forward and do routine items. We will have a couple divisions. One will be fleet and equipment. Second will be water. Third would be sewer and storm. And the last would be streets and facilities. I am working on the job descriptions and salary ranges. We think we'll be able to fill those positions with internal candidates and then backfill from the outside. The Zamboni purchase, we talked about a new unit's about $110,000. I think we're able to rent one for this year, and I told you my goal was to raise $50,000. I am at $70,000 right now.
Wow.
So I have $40,000 yet to go, and myself and Craig Cox have been working hard on this. So we're looking for donations. These donations could be made over a five-year span, and we'll partner with a local financial institution to buy that piece of equipment and then pay it. We are still talking with the Hockey Association to see if we can get them to help us raise that $40,000. But I think we made significant progress. I know some of us doubted that we would hit 50. I was ambitious with that, but I was quite pleased when we exceeded that. Cemetery work. The footbridge has been power washed in the cemetery. It will be stained hopefully this week or next week. We already bought the stain. We went with a heavier product that actually not only fills in the cracks, but adds a texture to the bridge. Because if you ever went over that bridge, it's pretty much shaded all the time. And it's very dangerous, so we took care of that. The contractor is rebuilding the creek bank. He already started this week and moving forward. And Jeff informed me that they also got the repairs on the bridge on Pine Hill by the cemetery have been completed. This eliminates a huge risk that we had for the last 3 years. There was no guardrail there, so if you went off the road, there was just a little bit lip of concrete, you were going for an interesting ride. So we have taken care of that. We would like to, at some point, fix that pipe underneath the road there, and that is our next item to take care of, and that may be in the spring. We are looking into selling some surplus land that we have. We own 59 parcels. We own real estate outside the city limits. Real estate inside the city limits, we own quite a bit, and then we also own a lot of wetlands that we can probably never ever do anything with, so I'm going to explore the possibility of getting those into the hands of a conservancy so they can maybe do recreational activities and maintain it how it properly should be. The union contract is pretty much done. There were some minor wording changes, and that should be over to the union so they can sign, and then we can sign. Our employees did receive Monday their raises. I put those into effect, so they did get those retroactive back to July 1st. Did have a few of them that came in and thanked me, and also wanted to thank council and the mayor for supporting them in their positions and rewarding them for their hard work. The pedestrian bridge, September 20th, I know Mayor, I'm past my 3 minutes. September 20th, HRC will be here to study the options and go through the bridge with Polly and I. Chief search, it's open for applicants until the end of the month. You just met our new hire, And we also will have another officer sworn in next week. He will be joining us from Detroit area. He used to be here as a part-time officer and is returning to the city. And we have a meeting with Inverness Township on Friday to go over the rate study. First of all, we will have the gentleman that prepared the rate study come in and go through it with us in Inverness Township. And we have also reached out to Baker Tilly to act as a mediator with us to go through and come up with a new contract. So one thing I would like to address, and I know things have been a little chaotic, for I am probably out on meetings for the next 2 weeks, if not 3 weeks. If I want to get anything done, my schedule is absolutely packed. I think many of you know that I have two boys go down in football, one on a Thursday night, one on a Friday night. So I am running for MRIs, physical therapy, and things along that line. So I have left some time open, and whatever meetings I can push until about 3 weeks from now, I'm trying to do that. There's only so much I can do. I was off yesterday, and I ended up working 8 hours from home until late. So I just want to let you know that. So if somebody says, hey, I can't get in to see him right away, you know, I apologize, but there's only so much we can do right now. Things are crazy with those grants coming in. We're trying to get everything closed on the USDA grant, which we're about, well, grant loan, done with. And we've got a number of other things we're trying to deal with right now. So I apologize. Please run interference if you can and tell people, hey, look, if it's important, I get them in. But the one morning, I dealt with chickens, I dealt with junk cars, I dealt with, in an entire morning, I got done at noon, I sat back and thought, holy cow, I didn't move the city forward, but I'm trying to fill in where the chief used to go out and handle some things like that. So we are meeting, we have been meeting with the two owners of Kmart, the actual owners. We're trying to get them together to make Kmart's one building instead of three parts. We are working with them on a housing component that may go on over there because they own some land that is residential. We are working with that, and we did submit them a plan today of all the infrastructure. We sent them back some questions asking them, hey, look, can you give us an easement that is on one of the deeds? And so we're getting information from them so we can tell them the best way to bring in the utilities to those particular situations. That's it, Mayor.
Any questions?
Yep. You were talking about taking some of the load off Jason Carmel and having guys in the ASME unit taking on supervisory.
That is an issue we do have to deal with.
Yeah. How does that mesh with the contract?
Right now, if the contract is signed, it does not address. It does address it in the contract, always has. Because once you reach a management role, then you, a lot of times, you are no longer part of a union.
Okay.
Because they're going to supervise, evaluate, right. Things like, and we have to do that because Jason cannot do it over the next 3 or 4 years. He is going to be so busy. I'm trying to fill those gaps. Casey's trying to fill those gaps. But we have, and I'll say gentlemen, because that's what's composed of that entire department. We have gentlemen that I think can step in and do the job. Some may need some training to do that, and whether it be management training, personnel training, you know, how to handle things maybe. And Brandon here also is going to be working with them. So some of the processing of bills and things, not everything has to go through Jason's hands so that they could submit their own bills and do their purchasing and things like that. So we're going to take it back to, can't help me out, how many years ago most of those functions were separated. And then as time went on, somebody left, oh, we'll put it under Public Works. Oh, we'll put it under Public Works. And they built this kind of, you know, empire, so to speak, that we kind of have to break out again to really handle what we need, because Jason's really the only guy that can really oversee these projects because of his background in engineering. So, or we can go out and hire somebody to come in and do that, but I don't think we could afford that type of person with that type of skill level for, you know, 4 or 5 years. Because that's a couple hundred thousand dollar a year job.
You know me, I'm always going to have a question.
That's all right.
Driving around town recently, there have been some trucks, Rogue Industrial Services, and there's like a truck and then another one that seems to be a partner to that truck, doing things in the drive. Who are they and are they working on our behalf?
In April, we hired them. They're going around and vacuuming and blasting out all our sewer lines.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the truck behind them is the camera.
Okay.
So they clean camera, and they move along.
Gotcha.
One of the things I did hear and I did talk to them is some people were concerned that there was no flagger or some safety protocols that they needed to get off the road a little more. So they are doing that.
They're doing fine with that.
Right now, I think they're getting close. They're going back to some sections that they didn't, maybe we didn't get a clear enough picture of the sewer itself. But when they're done here, we're going to have pretty much every mile of sewer lines camera. There are right now at least 6 sections that we know of that this camera has about a 2-inch head on it, that we cannot get the camera through certain sections. So that shows you how bad they are, okay?
They spent a tremendous amount of time in front of the hospital last week. And then this, I think, yesterday and today, they've been on side streets and, you know, more residential, but
yeah.
Really, I mean, and they've got all the cones out and all the flags.
Okay, good.
And a truck with the arrow. Because
somebody complained to me that, hey, they came around the corner almost at him. So I did have a conversation with them. Hey, make sure you've got, you know, either flags, cones out. But yeah, again, they should be getting to the point of here by the fall, they should be done.
But that's what they're doing. That's all they want to
do. Yep. And they're the ones that'll put door hangers on your thing to let you know, too, that if they're in the neighborhood, you see those trucks in your neighborhood, close your toilet seats. Okay.
You may also find too that they're going to be back in sections you've seen them before.
Yes.
Because they've got to go back because certain parts of the infrastructure hook up to that part. There's other sections that hook up to the same part. So you might see them in front of the hospital 2 or 3 more times.
Okay.
But then there's also areas that did not come out clear. I know that they have to go back. Because Jason will sit down and he'll review it with them, and then he'll say, hey, this ain't clear enough. You got to go back, and then they have to go back and do it. So
put your toilet seats down.
Yes.
Any other questions? Yeah, I have one more. Lately, we've been getting interesting publicity when it comes to items out in the township. Where are we at with that? Are we going to be meeting with the commissioners, county commissioners?
They are supposed to be sending us a letter to ask for a meeting. I think our response to what I'll call a pitch and catch session at a commissioner's meeting, because I listened to it on tape, I think our response there, then also there was an article yesterday or today again. And I am being interviewed on the radio on Friday and possibly another source next week, that we're getting our message out. And I think that is a good criticism of what we're doing. Is we're doing a lot of great things, but I think we need to tell people what we're doing, how bad things are, our plan and where we're going. And I think that message got out, that we're not trying to, you know, botch development. We're not trying to do anything. Actually, quite to the contrary, we're trying to set us up so we can have the development. And I also pointed out that we had a number of projects that have been completed recently, but we also have a number of projects on the table right now in my office that'll be coming to you. So I think we have to do a better job of communicating. We have talked to Nate King to help us with some doing some videos and things of, okay, this is, you know, where maybe I get on there and answer, or Brandon gets on there and says, okay, you know, how does the city, you know, fund what it does? Okay, here's what it does. Okay, how do we spend our money? Where's it allocated? How's our, so we're going to have some things that will end up on Facebook and other sources and even on our webpage that residents can click onto and say, oh, okay, you know, what is our, you know, $20 million being spent on at the wastewater treatment plant? So we're going to get out in front of it, because I met with two county commissioners and the county administrator before any of this excitement started. And one of the things they said is, wow, we didn't know all this was going on. Wow, we didn't know that things were this bad. I'm like, well, here it is. You know, we're, I'm telling you now. And but yeah, you guys need to get that word out, because once we sit down and we hear this, we have a better understanding. So that's on us, and we're going to correct that. And so
what concerns me is it appears that developers in the township expect the city taxpayers to build their infrastructure.
And the one thing I always try to make sure I tell people right now is we, and that's me included as well as you guys, it's very hard for us to look at somebody and they're, you know, we had Mr. Friday in here and he was upset, and I think we all rightly realize there's many of our residents have a right to be upset. And I think we need to take care of those things first and get those in our backbone. I always call it the backbone of our services, these lines that run from, you know, the water, with the wells and the wastewater out to heading out towards Walmart. That feeds our entire community, both sides of the river. And once we can get those things solid, then we can start looking at other things. But until we that, I don't know how I can look somebody in the face and say, hey, sorry, I can't fix that, but we're going to run brand new water lines. Or, hey, we're going to give to a developer $27,000 per house for infrastructure. I think we can't do it. So I think that if we keep that message, and I know that message has been very well received by our residents, it may not be for some people in the business community or outside the city. It may not be what they want to hear, but at the same time, we're saying, here's our plan. We have a plan. And they said, well, we need a timeline. Well, 2 to 3 years, we're ambitious. It may, you know, and I think we can do it, but if everything lines up, yeah. But they're like, well, we need more specific. I can't give that. No. Because let's face it, Ken, you've been here for a while, and I think we've been negotiating with the township on their sewer agreement for, I think former Mayor Bronson told me that it was 12 years? Mm-hmm. I think he told me 12 years. So I'm hoping we can get that one taken care of here by the end of the year, so that we can move on to the 425s, which shouldn't be that hard. But I think the stress with the infrastructure, I think nowadays if we want to compete, I think we as a city, the county, the township, we've got to look at how we all can figure out how to provide that infrastructure together as a team where we all benefit. And I think that's key. It can't be one or the other. And a lot of meetings I had where they're like, well, the city will put it in. Well, you know, most cities can do that, but we're not most cities. Right now, we are struggling financially, and we're chasing this money, and we're doing a good job of it. But until we get on our feet with our infrastructure, we can't just put out that kind of money out there. But, you know, some other communities can. You know, if it's a rich community, yeah, we'll run it to you. Yeah, welcome. Well, I'd love to be able to do that, but I can't. Because, I would only imagine what would happen. We'd all get run out of town with pitchforks by our residents. So,
I would just like to chirp in here. When you say the county commissioners that you met with said they had no idea, and you know, I'm sorry, but we knew that the state came through 2 or 3 years ago and said, you need to fix this, or we're going to come in and do it for you, and we'll penalize you. You know, so that's not news. This was not a negotiable item for our city. It had to be done, whether we did it or the state came in. So none of that's news. And I believe that you mentioned it, and maybe Ken, communication is prime right now, that people, whether it's the press, the city, the commissioners, the townships, they need to know that this is that new. But yes, do we want your business? Yes, do we want you to come in and develop homes and businesses? Of course we do. Can't do it right now, but work with us. Leave it be an open door versus, we can't do it, come and see us in 3 years. That message, I think, is important for us as Sheboygan, as a city, because, let's face it, and we've said it for years, how the city goes, so goes the county.
Correct.
If Sheboygan succeeds, the county benefits all the way around, all the townships. So I think it's important for us, at least as a council person, and as a member of this council, that we give that message to people coming in. We're not closed door, but we've got some problems, we've known about them, and we're doing what we can to fix them.
And
work with us.
I think you see that message in the newspaper, that we're working on it, we have a plan, we're moving forward.
I know, I read that, but I know, I'm talking to you and the people out here, and then my neighbors and commissioners that call me, other residents that call me. We need to communicate the same message all over, whether it's from the county commissioners or just from the mayor or you or the council.
And I think...
Same page.
You're going to see that. I did get quite a few text messages over the last week from county commissioners and city people that said, hey, look, that was a great way to come back instead of throwing mud. To come back and say, hey, look, here's where it is, here's our issues, here's where we're going. And I think you even under-stressed the first point you made was they were going to take over.
The state.
The state was going to come in and take over our infrastructure if we didn't do anything. And that's where, when I was talking to the newspaper the other day, I said to the reporter, I said to her, look, you don't realize... We're a town of 4,500 people. We're not going to spend $40 million for no reason. Just so we have pretty pipes? No, I don't think so.
And I can't imagine what the cost would be to us if we were not proactive in making those improvements and corrections. If the state was going to do it for us, it would probably cost us double in the long run.
Sure, sure.
Along with penalties.
Sure.
And I don't think we would then... be eligible for some of the grant money and USDA, all the money that's out there.
And one thing to think about, we had over 30 pages of violations. Okay. Jason, Carmel, and I met with Eagle, and we sat down and talked to him, and we presented him, kind of where we were in terms of financials, where we were on progress, and they fined us. It was probably one of the lowest fines I think they ever dished out, because they honestly, truly felt sorry for us and knew how bad things were and knew that we were going to take the action to bring back. And again, I think, I don't know the number 100%, but I think it was like $3,000 on 30 pages of violation. It should have been hundreds of thousands of dollars. So when they came back with that, I think it showed that, hey, look, they knew we were going to take care of it. And they're working with us because we're getting phone calls. Hey, look, why don't you apply here for this? And hey, look, why don't you? So they're kind of nudging us along and carrying us along because they know we want to do it, and they're helping us do it. So I think that's the message we got to keep getting out there, that we had no choice. It was ugly, but yet look, we're moving things forward. And one of the things council has. Backed Jason and myself on any time we've come about saying, hey, we need an engineering, we want to invest money in engineering, we want to apply for this grant. And I think that makes a huge difference in driving this process forward. And I think as long as we keep following that strategy, I think that 2.5 to 3 years is a reasonable thing. And then once we know we have certain things in place, we can also say to the developers, hey, look, we're at the point where we feel comfortable. Start your engineering for your project or, your drawings or the site plan or DEQ approval or whatever it may be. So,
I think the reality is some of those developers, whether it's retail, industrial, residential, it's going to take them that long to put all their decks in a row. Anyway, so I guess my concern is not to close the door. Leave the door open, that Sheboygan is, we love you, come work with us.
And we are, one of the things we are doing too is directing businesses, potential businesses or potential residents to areas where we know we can serve them. A lot of projects have been, you know, slated to go in areas where I don't have the sewer line, it's collapsing, or I don't have the water pressure, or so we're now able to work with them and say, hey, look, they're coming to us and say, okay, what areas are suitable? And I'm able to say, hey, this is a suitable area, this is not. And I think that helps us now knowing what's under the ground on our sewer line. So I think that was a great investment that we made. Like you said, we started back in April, so.
Dan, has any of the townships or the county or any developers offered to help us fund any of this?
No. On one project, there was one exception, and that was on the housing project over there. The county said, well, we might be able to put $100,000 or $150,000 into it, but the tap for the infrastructure was probably $1.5 million. So of substance, no. And most of these developers are looking for cities. And in a lot of places, cities will do that. But we're not your typical city right now. Maybe in 5 years or something, we may be able to get to the point where we say, okay, we're willing to partner, you know, or 3 years or whatever that is, where we can partner. I don't see us ever getting to the point where we can actually pay for infrastructure for developers. I just don't think, in my lifetime and tenure here, probably will not happen.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
I have two real quick. Thank you for the line striping on Lincoln Street. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm going to get hit anymore.
Okay.
And the second thing
thank
is...
you. Thank him and the crew.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You know Jeff, everybody? No, Jeff works for the city. Okay.
Thanks,
thank you, Jeff.
That's my bridge.
The second thing is... the piece of property on Duncan and State Street looks like it's been sold. It used to be the Up North Bakery.
Yes.
And has new curtains in the window. Have you seen any planning documents come across your desk?
We have not got any planning documents for that. It is my understanding that somebody bought it and they were thinking about converting it back to a residential structure.
Oh, okay.
So in that particular case, they would not need anything for that. The issue that we have over there is that area where people like to park over there, that's actually a public street, where the bakery kind of thought they owned it too.
Yeah.
Also, there's some split zoning over there. Some of it's commercial, some of it's residential. I know Casey has talked to somebody recently about that, and that's where we heard that it was going to be a house, but I would have to check with her to see if anything else is... come in.
Okay, just curious. Thank you.
Anything else? Treasury report. No. Clerk's report.
Does anybody have any questions on it?
What? Oh, treasury report.
I have a question.
Yeah,
it's that time of the year again. Where are we with the annual audit?
I am waiting for the OPEB evaluation. And the consulting firm that we have, him and I are going over a couple of the items that I couldn't find yet. Should be done by the end of this week for them to review. They just started with schools as well. They took on about 15 schools, they said. So they're starting with those first and then doing all the cities and townships that they have after.
Okay, are we still with Cambridge?
Yes. We extended for one more year in order to apply for another grant. So we're through 2024 with them. Mm-hmm. And I think after that is when we'll put it out for bid to see.
We got the USDA low interest loan, and they have strange requirements. One was our legal contract with Steve and Lindsay had to be current for the term of the project. We also had to have the auditor current during the term of the project. So we did sign another year with them, and we had that option in the contract.
Brandon, I was looking at your, all the reports that you send us, and I know fund accounting is different. I own my own practice, and it was cash in, cash out.
Yep.
I'm bringing this up because the last meeting we talked about the ice arena.
Yes.
And the cost, and I was trying to understand the numbers in that first column. Is that revenue the arena makes, or is it expenses that cost the city? Because the one thing on there was I didn't bring my report, was the pool tournament. And it was like $30,000. And I was given the impression at the last meeting that the arena is costing us money.
So that's the first line. That first line is the
first
budget.
Column?
It's the budget.
Okay.
Then what next to it is how much we've spent in that budget amount.
Okay.
So nothing's been spent yet.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
I'm an accountant.
And I know Diane emailed me. So the first line, the 101.
The other Diane.
Diane, yes. Yes. The 402 account for the real tax, that's just the summer tax. Winter tax is a different line item.
Oh, sure.
Anything else?
Okay.
Clerk's report.
Thanks, Brandon.
Okay, open it up to public comments. Yes, ma'am.
Dan, you just went through a whole bunch of things you're working on. Have you heard anything about the charging stations?
Polly in here.
Polly can answer that question.
We're in touch with them. They were waiting for Consumers Energy to approve their power upgrade, whatever Consumers is doing. So we are in touch with the electric car charger guy and hoping that it gets done before the snow flies. Quite possibly could be in the spring though. It got delayed a little bit by Consumers. But we will have, as far as I've been told, the fastest car chargers in the north. So, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other comments from the public? Any other public comments? Okay, I'll close that out. Committee update. Finance, no meeting yet.
Next week? Or next week. Soon?
Okay.
Well, next
Parks
week.
And Recreation?
Yeah, we hold our meeting on the 21st of the month at 5 p.m. here.
As far as the Finance Committee, we're working around Adam's schedule.
Yeah, that's yep.
I'm available after 3:30.
Yep.
Most every day.
Okay. And, okay. Historical.
Historic Resources Commission met last night, and there's a great deal of confusion about this council approved a change to the ordinance in July. And now there's a question about the ordinance has to be revisited by our city attorney, which I don't quite understand, because if we change the ordinance to be in compliance with state law, I don't know why we need to use Mr. Lindsay's services if we're in compliance with state law. And getting this going means getting a CLG, which is, I can never remember what that stands for. But it means that all the historic properties in this town they can tap into state, local, state, and federal funds. So I'm not sure where we stand with that. I gave Katie Mallory, who's our chair, the most recent revision according to what the state Historical Preservation Office recommended. Just a few, nothing major. You had already gone over it much earlier in the year. So I'm at a loss as to where we stand to get it going, because I thought it was already done. And apparently it's not, so it's a work in progress.
Right.
But I hate to use Mr. Lindsay's time when he has all these other things he has to look at for something. I think if we're already in compliance with the state, why do we need to have him look at it? He had already looked at it the first time. That's my report.
Most of the changes that came back from the state, they don't violate state law. There are certain definitions that are provided by the state, and Mr. Lindsay made changes to those to better suit us, which we can do.
Which that already was done in July.
Correct, it was passed.
Right.
But somebody sent that to the state. Now the state says, well, you got to change these.
Just a few things.
I understand that, but these are mostly changes by Stephen, which I'm going through. Actually, I have it sitting on my desk. I went through it somewhat this afternoon. And then I'm going to call Alan and have a talk with him at the state, because we can have different definitions. They're pretty much the same definitions, and there's something added. So I'm going to talk to him and let him, I'm going to let him explain to me why it needs to be changed.
Okay.
Because I don't think it does. But if it does need to be changed, then what we need to do is we need to then have another public hearing and bring it back to council for a vote.
Okay.
But if I can convince him it's okay, then we don't have to do that.
And I know when you went through it the first time, and the second time, and the third time, some of your concerns were to protect the city. Which
correct.
Was not a problem. The commission had no problem with your concerns, and they were valid to protect the city of Sheboygan. So we made those changes, and then we're trying to be in compliance with the state ordinance and marry those two together and come up with an ordinance that we can now go forward with. And,
see, if we would have just left it as it is once it was passed, we were good. But then when you send it back and now you've got a guy that's not an attorney down there trying to say this is against the state law, which it really isn't against the state law. It's just not the wording they're using.
Yeah.
We might have added a word here or a word here or things like that. So that's where if it was just stayed, we were good. We were done. The process was done.
Yeah.
And then when they send it back to the state, now the state said, well, we want these changes. Well, I'm trying to go back to the state and say, hey, look, we really don't need these changes. I would like to avoid that. So that's where we're at right now.
All right.
And I think we just got those changes before the last, not this meeting,
late
the last
August,
meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't even had it a month. So I think that's on a short timeline so far.
What's
I'm working on it. I've got a bunch of people that are being, just need to relax and let me take care of it.
I'm not
saying you.
Spokesperson.
I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to have a conversation because, again, you got somebody who's a historian saying, look, you can't change this, but you can because we are a charter. We can have our own rules and regulations as long as it doesn't violate. We can be tougher than state law, but we can't be more lax than state. Hey, I got my constitutionalist here with me. So that's the difference.
I told my wife I would stay out of it, but I just want to put my two cents in. Just what you just told me, from what I have heard, I don't think has been communicated to that board, at least not.
Well, I
not
said
totally.
Your wife and I were last night at 10:30. We're going back and forth, and at six something this morning, her and I were. We went back and forth, and I was explaining to her what I needed to do and that I know what I need to do to take care of it.
Okay.
And they want to help, but they really can't help right now because there's nothing they can do. Because they're not going to be able to argue charters and how charters take precedent over this. So that's, I have to make that.
I understand that. Just the part where you said I have to go, I don't know, maybe you did tell her and she didn't tell me.
Yes,
I just wanna,
it's in an email that says exactly what needs to happen, and
the part where you said
step by step
to the state and try and convince them. That's what I didn't.
Step
hear,
by step.
That's just
and,
my two cents.
And also to piggyback on that.
And Molly, you read the email.
I dropped off the most recent ordinances and the changes that Alan had recommended. I dropped it off with Katie today. And
can you make sure
compared to what she was given prior to? And she said it's quite different. So she's gonna have to look over.
Give me that. If you can give me it up.
I gave Katie.
If you can give me that, I'd appreciate it. Because I received something from Mary and
Sherry.
And that's the one I'm going after that had changes marked on there in yellow
yeah.
and things. So if that is the same one,
yeah.
Because like you said, I just spent the last hour before council working on it, trying to get it done when nobody's around. The office closes at 4, so 4 to 7, I'm here by myself for the most part, so I can get things done, so.
I think that one is the one that Katie, that I dropped off today.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because I think there is a couple things that, we can get rid of that one and get in, well, this one here we can't get rid of. And I had explained it to Alan, and I think he'll be okay with it.
Okay, the only other one we got left is the DDA.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. The Labor Day Bridge Walk went well. One discussion they had was, because they had a lot of people coming through line saying, how much are the hot dogs? And they're like, it's free. And they're like, are you sure? So there was discussion, should we sell the hot dogs? I know that they'll talk about that this year. Spectrum Internet is at Festival Square. It's not serviced through Air North anymore. It's now through Spectrum. Polly said it got up running today, right? And we're going to, I don't know that it's technically functional yet for the public, but within a week, probably it will be, where there's going to be two logins, one for vendors or the city to use it, vendors if we choose to go that route, but for sure for the city to use for its credit card to sell merchandise or things like that. Then another login for people just to roam around and use it. It'll be a lot slower for the public to use, and I believe they'd be kicked off every 15 minutes. So the locals aren't using it for their own personal internet, basically, is kind of the idea. Couple facade grants. I really didn't get the specific money about that. Polly, I don't know if you remember the specific monies about the facade grants. But there was one for Bowie Bow, paint and pavement seal, and the one for the Christmas shop, which is what the Costin's new store going to be next to with the hatch. Oh, that's what next. Yeah, the Pig and Whistle. Okay, yeah. They're going to do a new awning, some brick repair, and a sign. So there was quite. Do you have anything to add to that? No. Okay.
Not really.
Right. I think actually, Hair Design and Shine are also adding awnings to their facade as well, but I don't know if it went through.
It's not with the facade, but yeah, they probably are. Yeah.
That was part of your design building project.
Yeah. Go ahead, you said.
Were you finished?
No.
Oh, finish and then I'll comment.
There are some questions about event cancellation. This last year we had, was it 4th of July that got canceled, I believe?
Delayed.
Yep. Just about how we're going to go about that, the steps, who's going to call who, and they said they want to make it the changes at least 2 hours ahead of time. They believe that using Facebook and things like that, they can get the word out pretty quick, and with rain, it's tough. So the last thing I have is Festival Square ice rink this winter. They decided we are not going to do the ice rink in Festival Square. And they said for how much it gets used and how much work goes into it, apparently it's several hours every day of work, getting the ice set up. So they decided we're gonna not do it this year, see how that goes, and brainstorm, come to the next meeting, try and think of some new uses for that, because we have Festival Square. It's kind of the center of the town there, and we should have events going on in the winter. What are we going to use it for? So that's all I got.
My comment would be I did chair the bridge walk this year, and we raised enough money to cover all the supplies. All the hot dogs were donated to us, and actually most of the supplies for the water and everything were donated, so we didn't have any funds that actually came from the DDA, I don't believe. We actually had money left over from the event.
And I would just comment, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Getting all the, you know, all the city businesses to participate. And also, when I was there, there were several individuals wanting to donate to help pay for the cost, figuring, you know, can we give you a check for, you know, 50 bucks or 20 bucks for hot dogs and chips? And you didn't know what to tell them. And I said, call Patty. You know, I mean, but I mean, those were just people that were part of it, that wanted to give back.
Somebody did.
And I will say this too, I would stand up and salute you. Your rendition of the Star Spangled Banner was
beautiful.
Awesome.
I've never sang that before.
It was amazing.
I'm glad I remember the words.
People kept saying,
And thank Dale Rieger too for playing on the bridge. He strummed his guitar and sang while we were all walking over the bridge. And of course, the mayor led it. And I just want to thank everybody that participated because it turned out really great. And we had close to 400 people.
Cool.
So thank you, everyone.
And of all the up north little communities that had bridge walks, our little bridge, the 144 feet, is the longest one, other than the Mecca. Charlevoix is like 44, and one of the other towns is like 5.6 feet. So, you should boy it.
Okay. Messages from council?
I just want everybody to know that I'm going to jail on Thursday. It is a fundraiser, so if you see a police car in my driveway and me handcuffed, it is part of the fundraiser for the History Center of Sheboygan County.
Front page, city councilwoman.
Yep. Just letting everybody know.
Remember when a police car or sheriff's car pulled into your driveway, my phone started going off the hook. It's like, what's going on at Diane's house? I'm like, nothing.
Shoot me, John.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'll be at the next council meeting, but I won't be at the two in October, I believe.
Going on vacation.
Yeah, we're going out west. Mm-hmm. So just so you guys know. I promise I'll be at every other one.
Promise?
Yeah.
Put that in writing.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.